Tan of Yerushalmi, corresponding to Tan of Babli, Daf Yud Zayin, within Yerushalmi, on Daf Yud Amud Beis, at the first Mishnah of Halacha Dalad. Alo Yishoyna hu Oime, Mishana Esav Ravina Bahar Moiria, Uyan Eschem, Bishma Bekol Saak Eschem, Bayem Azeh, Bochat HaShem, Goyal Yisrael. On the first, which is really the last bracha before those that we had on a fast, he says, he who answered Avraham Avinu on Har HaMoriah, he will answer you and hear the voice of your cry today, Baruch Hashem, Goyel Yisrael, the Redeemer of Yisrael. The Gemara says, Vulei Yitzchak Nigal. The Gemara asks that, wasn't Yitzchak saved on Har HaMoriah? So the closing of the bracha should mention him. The answer is no. Since Yitzchak was saved, it's as if all of Yisrael were saved. Bevei Abba B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Avram lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Amar Avram lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Olamim, Gol Yehudu lefanecha shebashar asher amarta li la'alos es Yitzchak b'ni haya li ma la'ashiv. Bevei Abba, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says, Avram said in front of Hashem, Master of the world, it's revealed and known in front of you that when you told me to offer Yitzchak my son, I had what to answer. V'leim alfanecha esmo amarta li ki b'Yitzchak yikarcha zara, v'achshav at oime, v'alei usham la'oila. I could have said, yesterday you told me, and that's in Bereshis Hafarafi's base, because through Yitzchak will be called offspring, called to your offspring. And now you say, and that's in Bereshis Hafarafi's base, bring him up as an Ola. After Shem Lai, Fifi Kain, Ela Kavashis Yitzvi, Vafifi Vasoincha, Kain Yerosim Afanecha, Hashem Alei Kai, Shvishashi Yu, Bonov, Shay Yitzchak, Bini, נחנפים לידי סורה, ואין להם מי ילמד להם סניגוריה, אתה תמלמד עליהם סניגוריה. Heaven forbid, I didn't do so, rather, I held back my yetzer, I did your will. There may be your will in front of you, Hashem Alekai, that when Yitzchak's children will be afflicted, then there's no one to advocate for them, you will advocate for them. Hashem Yireh, At Nivka Lehem Akidosa She Yitzchak Avinu Avihem Amismal Alehem Rachmim Hashem Yireh. That phrase you learn from there, you will recall for them the Akid of Yitzchak, their father, and be filled with mercy upon them. Mark Siv Basrei Ve'yisav Meseinah Ve'yav Hinei Ayal Acha Ve'geime Maho Acha. The Gemara asks, what's written afterwards? There in Pasuk Yud Gimel, and Avram lifted up his eyes and he saw that there was a ram caught in the thorns, etc., and it says, Ache, Ayel Acha. What's Acha? Amrav Yehuda, Rabbi Simon, Acha kol ha-doyreis, asidim, barnecha le-ha-achez, ba-avoynois, le-stabech, ba-sois, le-soifon, le-goyel, ba-karnav, shel Ayel Haze, shne-emar, ba-Hashem alikim, ba-shoifo yitoka, ba-alach, ba-saros, Simon. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Simon, answered, after all generations, your children will be caught in aveiros and tangled in afflictions, and in the end, they will be redeemed through the horns of this ram. As the Pasuk says, in Zechariah Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud Dalet, Hashem Elokim, who sounds Shofar, and go with the whirlwinds of the south. Rechuna, quoting Rabbi Chinna by Yitzchak, says that entire day, Avram saw that ram caught in this tree, and it was freed, and it held in this forest, and it was freed, and it got caught in this thicket, and it was freed, and left. Amna Kodesh Baruch Hu, Avram, kach hafidim, bonecha, ne'echavim, ma'avoinois, imstavchim, remalchiois, mi'bovel, le'madai, mi'madai le'yavon, mi'yavon, le'edoim. Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avram, so in the future, your children will be caught in aveiros, and tangled in kingdoms, from Bavel to Madai, from Madai to Yavon, and from Yavon to Edom. Amar Lefana v'Boina Ilomim, Yie Kein la'Ilom. Amar Lei, v'Sifon le'Goyel b'Karnav shel Ayel Azeh, v'Hashem Elokim v'Shefer Yitoka, v'Holach v'Sari Seiman. Avram said in front of him, Master of the world, will it be so forever? And he said, in the end, they will be redeemed through the horns of this ram. And again, the pasuk that we had before, Hashem Elokim, he will sound a shofar, and will go in the whirlwinds of the south. And we come now to the next Mishnah, that's Halacha Hey. Alashniyah hu oimeh, mishon le'efavithinu al-yamsuf, hu yana'efchem, yishma'a b'kol sa'akachem ha'yem azeh, Baruch Ata Hashem, Zeicha Hanishkachis. It appears on the second bracha, he says, He who answers our fathers at Yom Tov, he will answer you and hear the voice of your crying out today. Baruch Ata Hashem, who remembers forgotten matters. The Gemara says, Alba Kitim Nasa Vesein Alayam, Nachasei Meres Nufalayam, Vachasei Meres Nachzor Mitzrayim, Vachasei Meres Nasa Mohem Nuchama, Vachasei Meres Mitzvah Kenegdon. The Gemara says there were four groups of our fathers at the sea, at the Yom Tov. One was saying, let's fall into the sea, one was saying, let's return to Mitzrayim, one was saying, let's make war with them, and one was saying, let's cry out in prayer against them. One that said, let's fall into the sea, Moshe told them, stand and you'll see the salvation of Hashem. The one that said, let's return to Mitzrayim, Moshe said to them, that as you see Mitzrayim today, you will not see them again. One that said, let's make more war with them, Moshe told them, no, Hashem will fight your battle. One that said, let's cry out against them, Moshe told them, you be silent. Come now to Halacha Vav. Allah Shlishis, who Oime, Misha Ones, Yoshua, Bagilgal, who Yana Efrem, Yishma, Bekol Sa'ak Afchem, Ayemaze, Rochata Hashem, Shemeya Tua. On the third bracha, he says, He who answered Yoshua in Gilgal, he will answer you and hear the voice of your crying today, Baruch Hashem, who hears Tua. Umar says, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, b'shem Rabbi Yanai, Shitzv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shemai HaGodol, Yisrael Lamelech, Shayel HaMafteach, Shal Palmantaria, Netana. Amar Melech, Imani, Manicha, Kamo Shehi, Avedi. The Gemara brings from Lakish, quoting Rabbi Yanai, Hashem joined his great name, Kel, to Yisrael. And a powerful this is a king who had a key to a box of valuables. The king said, if I leave it like this, it will be lost. Rather, I'll make a chain for it, and if it's lost, the chain will prove about it. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, if I leave Yisrael as they are, they'll be swallowed up amongst the nations. Rather, I will join my great name to them, and they will live. My timer, Vayishmu, Haknani, V'chol Yeshi Ha'oretz, V'nasavu Aleinu, V'hechrifu Es Shemeinu Min Ha'oretz, V'mata Aser Shimcha Gadol, Shu Meshutaf Bonu. What's the source? The Pasuk in Yeshua, in Pek Zayin Pasuk Tes, says, For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear and shall encircle us and cut off our name from the earth, and what do you do for your great name, which is joined to us? Miyad v'yem Hashem el Yeshua kum lach gahahu v'itkaut. Immediately, now we move on to the next pasuk, and that's in Naam Pasuk Yud. Hashem said to Yeshua, get up. What means what you mentioned, kum lach, stands for you, means I accept your claim. Quoting his ancestors, said, anyone who is not kosher like Yeshua, if he falls on his face and Hashem will tell him, get up, means answer his prayer, he may not fall. Now this applies only to an individual praying for the tzibur. He won't be answered, because people will say that he's a tzaddik only externally. On the fourth, he says, He who answered Shmuel in Mitzvah, he will answer you and hear the voice of your crying out today, Baruch Hashem, who is crying. The Gemara says, Ksiv, by Yikavsu, Ha-Mitzpasa, Yishav O-Mayim, Ba-Yishpichu L'Shmei Hashem, V'chi-Mayim Shafku. The Gemara asks, the Pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph, in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Vav, And they assembled at Mitzpah and drew water and poured it out before Hashem. After Gemara, did they spill water? Others teach you that they spilled out their hearts like water, means they repented. And Shmuel said, we have sinned to Hashem. Yitzhak said that Shmuel wore the cloak of all Yisrael, means he spoke on behalf of them. He said in front of Hashem, master of the world, you judge, means you punish a person only for saying in front of you, I did not sin. Now the Pesuk is a Pasuk in Yumia, based Pasuk Lamed Hei, behold, I contend with you concerning what you say, I have not sinned. And these Yisrael say in front of you, we sinned. And now to Halacha Ches, Halacha Mishis, Ho'ime, Mishonis Elio, Ha'akamel, ויען אתכם וישמע בקול צעקתכם היום הזה, ברכת השם שמע תפילה. On the fifth bracha he says, he who answered Eliyahu on Har Carmel, he will answer you and hear the voice of your crying out today, ברכת השם who hears prayer. גמר שזה כתיב, ויהי בעל את המלכה ויגש אליהו הנביא ויהם השם אלי אברהם יצחק וישראל היום יבדה וגוימר. The Gemara says, it's written in, that's in Malachim Aleph Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Lamed Vav, and it was the time of sacrificing the Mincha, and Elio Hanavi approached and said, Hashem, the God of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, today it will become known, etc. Elio Makri B'Shat Yisrael B'Avamayt Elio offer outside the Beit Hamikdash at a time when B'Avamayt private altars were forbidden. Ama Rabbi Simloi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Simlai answered that Hashem told him to do so. Which means I did through your word. Aneni Hashem, aneni, aneni bezchus b'chisi, aneni bezchus tamidi. Aneni Hashem, aneni, answer me, Hashem, answer me. We understand to mean answer me in my merit and answer me in the merit of my Talmud, meaning Elisha. Now to halacha test, Mishnah says, "Al hashishis yoyime, misha ona es yoyna b'meyadaga, hu yana eschem v'yishma b'kosa asakachem v'yim azeh, v'ochata Hashem, ha'ina b'eith tzora." On the sixth bracha, he says, "He who answered yoyna in the innards of the fish, will answer you and hear the voice of your crying out today, v'ochata Hashem, who answered the time of affliction." Al hashishis yoyime, misha ona es dovid, v'eschem v'bunai b'yushalayim, hu yana eschem v'yishma b'kosa asakachem v'yim azeh, in the seventh, he says, he who answered David and Shlomo, his son, in Yerushalayim, he'll answer you and hear the voice of your crying out today, Rochat Hashem, who has mercy on the land. The Gemara says, Ksiv v'yeme karasi mitzara li el Hashem v'yaneni. The Gemara says that the Pasuk in Yonah, Perek Beis Pasuk Gemara says, and he said, I called out through my suffering, to Hashem, and he answered me. Therefore, we close the bracha ha'ayna be'is tzora, who answers at times of suffering. Ve'isurcha delay David Shlomo v'chachach Eliyahu v'yona. The Gemara asks, shouldn't David and Shlomo be mentioned before Eliyahu and Yona, who were after them? And v'shur lechtoim b'marchem la'aretz, the answer is David and Shlomo are last in order to be able to conclude who has mercy on the land. Ala shavias mishim simchus amu boch mashpil ramin. On the seventh, they said in the name of simchus that they said in the closing, blessing is he who lowers the high, the humble David and Shlomo after they became haughty. Nicha Shlomo dichtiv ve vana vanisi beivol lach David lama. The Gemara asks, granted Shlomo became haughty, it says about him, I have surely built a house basically all for you. Where do we find haughtiness in David? The day Shabikesh Lamid Al Minyanam Shadi Sol, the answer is he wanted to know the number of Yisrael and the size of his kingdom. Amrabi Avol Ksiv Bekari Anini Eloike Fitki Batsar Yochavtali עמדו לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא ובין האלומים, חוסו שהייתי נכנס לה, עשה הייסה מרחיב לי. והבו says, it's written in Tehillim in Perek Dalet, in Pasuk Beis, when I call, answer me, O Hashem, of my righteousness, in my distress you've relieved me. David said, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Master of the world, every affliction I entered, you made me gain through it. Nechnafti l'sarot l'shar bat sheva, v'nasati li ef shloima, nechnafti l'sarot l'shar l'ifal, v'nasati li ef Beit HaMikdash. I entered the sar of bat sheva, and you gave to me shloima. I entered the sar of counting yisar, and you gave to me, and I was able to buy the place of the Beit HaMikdash. We come now to Halacha Yud. Maaseh b'yemei richalafta b'yemei richananya ben Chadion, sh'alba echa lepnei ha-tevi v'gomei et kol ha-bocha sh'ziv le'onu ach v'vomein. Case occurred in the days of Rabbi Chalafta, in the days of Rabbi Chananya ben Chadion, in which someone passed in front of the Oren to lead the prayers and finished the entire bocha of Goy Elisol, and they did not answer Omein after him. Sefer Kehanim Toku Mishonis Avon Baham Oyehu Yane Eschem Bishma Bekol Saka Eschem Eyem Azeh. The Shamash said, Blow to Kiyah, Kehanim, blow to Kiyah. He who answered Avon on Hamariah, he'll answer you and hear the voice of your cry today. Haru b'nei Aaron, Hoiyu, Mishonis Avisechem, Al Yamsuf, Hu Yane Eschem Bishma Bekol Saka Eschem Eyem Azeh. Blow Tura b'nei Aaron, blow Tura. He who answered our father, Al Yamsuf, he'll answer you and hear the voice of your crying out today. And where this came to the Chachomim, they said, the custom was like this, it is not on Fomein, only in the eastern gate of the Mikdash. The Gemara brings a bais that says, they did not answer Amen in the Beit HaMikdash. What did they answer? Baruch Shem Kri Machusay Lailam Vaed. What's the source that we don't answer Amen in the Mikdash, or rather we say Baruch Shem? It says the Pasuk in Nehemiah, in Perek Tef, in Pasuk Hey, Rise, bless Hashem your God from everlasting to everlasting, and they shall bless your glorious name, for he is exalted above every blessing and praise. And what is the source of this is for every bracha, and that's the end phrase that we quoted in the Pasuk, that's where it says, and he's exalted above every blessing and praise. We come now to Halacha Yud Aleph. Shalosh Taniyot HaRishonos, Anshei Mishra Mif'alim, V'lei Mashlimim, Anshei Beit Av, Lehoyu Mif'alim. The first three fast, people of the Mishma, means the division of Kehanim that serves in the Mikdash that week, fast, but do not complete the fast. People of the Beit Av, which is Kehanim of the Mishma who serve today, do not fast at all. Shalosh Shiniyos, Anshei Mishma, Mif'alim Mashlimim, and Anshei Beit Av, Mif'alim, V'lei Mashlimim. In the second three fasts, people of the Mishma fast and complete the fast. People of the Beit Av fast and do not complete it. Sheva Achorinos, Eile Ve'ele Mif'alim, Mashlimim, Diri Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua says in the last seven fasts, both these and those fast and complete the fast. Chomimimim, Shalosh Taniyos, Rishonos, Eile Ve'ele Lo Hayim Mif'alim, Shalosh Shiniyos, Anshei Mishma, Mif'alim V'lei Mashlimim, Anshei Beit Av, Lo Hayim Mif'alim, Sheva Achorinos, Anshei Mishma, Mif'alim Mashlimim, Anshei Beit Av, Mif'alim V'lei Mashlimim. The Chomim say that the first three fast, these and these, do not fast. The second three, people of the Mishma fast and don't complete it. People of the Beit Av do not fast. In the last seven, people of the Mishma fast and complete it. And people of the Beit Av fast and do not complete it. Anshei Mishma mutar lishtos yayin b'leilot, v'lo b'yomim, v'anshei Beit Av lo b'yayin v'lo b'leila. People of the Mishma may drink wine at night, but not during the day. People of the Beit Av do not drink wine during the day and not at night. Anshei Mishma v'anshei Ma'amad asuim melsaper u'nechabes v'chamishi mutarim b'fnei kodesh ha'Shabbos. People of the Mishma and people of the Ma'amad, means the representatives of Yisrael to oversee the Avodah, may not cut their hair or launder on Thursday are permitted due to kodesh ha'Shabbos. The Gemara says b'fnei ma anshei Mishma mutarim l'shtof yayin b'leilos aval lo b'yomim. The Gemara asks, why are people of the Mishma permitted to drink wine at night but not during the day? In Tichabed Avoda, Alanche Beit Av, Yismuchu Aleihem, she say that the answer is the Avoda will be too much for the people of the Beit Av, they will rely on the Anshei Mishma to help them. Anshei Beit Av, Loi Beyoim, v'lay b'layla shehem tadirim b'avodah. And the people of the Beis Av may not drink wine during the day and not tonight, because they're constantly doing avodah. Anshe mishma v'anshe ma'amad asurim melesafer ulechabes b'chamishi mutarim b'fnei kodesh Shabbos ha'ashar kol hayom asurim. People of the mishma and people of the ma'amad may not cut their hair or launder on Thursday permitted due to kodesh Shabbos, but all other days are forbidden. Yosef yavor b'shem Rabbi Yochanan Avun, Rabbi Yasser b'shem Chizkiah, Kozo aleihem shlo yikansu l'shabbosam nuvolim. Rabbi Yasser quoting Rabbi Yavor, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Avun quoting Rabbi Yasser, quoting Chizkiah, said that the Chachamim decreed on them lest they enter their week means to serve or oversee korbanos and kens. Amantaninan elav galchim b'moyed habom b'nefayam v'beis hashivya v'ayetzim v'beis asurim v'amenuda shetir l'chachamim hashar korbanei adam asurim. It was taught there, the following may shave during the festival on Chol HaMoed: one who came from overseas or from captivity or left jail, and a menudah, if someone excommunicated, with the Chachamim permitted, everyone else is forbidden. Amar Simon, Gozu Aliyim, for the Council of Egel, and the Nuvolim. Simon explained, Chachamim decreed on them lest they enter the festival unkempt. Hani kol mishu umake anshei mishma shalai v'anshei beis av shalai, shifei v'hu mibatei avos hakavuim, also kol oisai yom. Rashi says anyone who knows people of his mishma, means he knows which week his mishma serves, and people of his beis av, and is from a fixed beis av, means they serve, he's forbidden to drink wine that entire day. Rami shumake anshei mishma shelo ve'inamake anshei beis av shelo, shisei v'hu mibatei avos kavuim, also kol oisai shabbos. Anyone who knows people of his mishma but does not know people of his beis av, and is from a fixed beis av, he is forbidden that entire week. Anyone who does not know people of his mishma and not people of his beis av, and is from a fixed beis av, he is forbidden the entire year. Rabbi Omer Omer Anishu Asa La'olam Ela Sheta Kalasei Kalasei Shu Muta Shetei Behisaper. Rabbi says, I say that he should be always forbidden, but he is sick due to his ruin. If we'll forbid him the entire year, we must forbid also cutting hair and laundering, and he cannot fulfill this. Rather, he may cut hair and launder and drink wine. Command the tamer, kalkolase takanase, shehu, she says, you mutter the hefaper, but the kalasar, kalkolase takanase, shehe, she says, mutter the malacha. It's like you say that his ruin fixes him, and he may cut hair. Similarly, his ruin fixes him when he's permitted to work.